A measure to bring tuition-free preschool to all 3 and 4-year-olds in Multnomah County is on the November ballot as Measure 26-214. This measure would prioritize kids from marginalized communities and give preschool teachers a living wage. The program would be funded by a tiered tax on high-income earners that is estimated to create 7,000 new preschool slots by 2026. If the measure is passed, individuals making over $125,000 and households making over $200,000 will be taxed between 1.5 and 3%. This tax will increase slightly in 2026 to expand the program's capacity. The measure is the result of a merger of two parallel campaigns, the Preschool for All campaign led by Commissioner Jessica Veda Peterson and the Universal Preschool Now campaign, a citizen-led initiative that had over 30,000 petition signatures. The two coalitions merged to give voters one all-encompassing measure on the ballot. There is no organized opposition to the measure. Evan Birchfield is the co-chair of the Portland chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America, one of the key organizations working on the campaign. He boils down the measure to a few key points.
One of the things that we say about universal preschool is that it's good for kids, it's good for parents, and it's good for workers. This is something that for kids growing up, this is going to greatly improve their ability to participate in the world and to be healthy and to not be segregated. This is actually a way to combat segregation. And then it's good for parents because of the economic issues, and it's good for workers because of workplace justice and minimum wage.
Oregon currently has the fourth most expensive preschools in the country. Preschools often cost as much as rent in Multnomah County, and there are only enough slots for about 15% of 3 and 4-year-olds. This renders preschool inaccessible for middle to low-income Portlanders, many of whom belong to a marginalized group. These children miss out on the lifelong benefits of preschool. Studies like the Perry Preschool Project have found that kids who went to preschool performed better in later grades, were more likely to graduate high school, and were more likely to hold a job and have higher earnings in later life. Tina Lamana, who teaches second grade at Markham Elementary, acts as the Portland Association of Teachers liaison to the Preschool for All measure. She attests the differences in the classroom between the kids who attended and did not attend preschool.
You know, when you see kids starting in public schools, you can generally tell who's been to preschool and who hasn't. For one thing, it's just the skills to be in a classroom and just the idea that when we all come to the carpet and have a lesson on the carpet, we expect you to come too. And that can be a really hard thing for some kids to quite wrap their heads around at the beginning of kindergarten. And then also sort of again, not the academic skills per se, but the foundation to build academic skills on. If we could close the gap between where kids are coming into public schools, I think that would make a huge difference for educators and also especially for the kids and their families.
Attending preschools can especially help narrow the gap for children who immigrate to the United States. Ricardo Lujan Valero, the director of advocacy at the Latino Network and a member of the Preschool for All campaign, said that attending preschool helped him adjust to life in the United States and shaped his identity.
I'm an immigrant myself. I grew up in Mexico, and I was very fortunate to grow up in a household where my mom was a teacher, and she had her own preschool in Mexico. And so, you know, me being a product of a preschool system actually allowed me to get that experience early on. You know, the biggest shift for me was really, you know, the shift of environments and dynamics from like a Mexican educational system to a U.S. educational system when I moved to the U.S. about, you know, in the fourth grade. But the fact that I had already had extensive classroom exposure, you know, a teacher exposure, actually prepared me for that transition a lot better than what I've seen with other of my colleagues and other of my community members that are also undocumented, you know, or DACA recipient or immigrants in general that didn't have that preschool experience like I did in Mexico. So, you know, the need for early learning education in that level of a preschool level is really not just a universal need here in Multnomah County and in the state. It's nationwide, right? It's global. And it has a lot of implications to the development of that identity of an individual.
There are similar preschool programs in other cities like Seattle and New York, But Lujan Valero said that these models focus more on building up existing systems rather than building new ones that are culturally appropriate for their communities. Portland's Preschool for All program will start by offering slots to children in priority populations, including children of color, children with developmental delays or disabilities, and children living in foster care.
The larger implications is, and this is really where the rubber meets the road for Preschool for All, is the centering of the community, the centering of the kiddos that are part of, historically and currently underserved communities to be centered in that work. So in other words, not only providing them a slot for preschool, but making sure that it's free, making sure that it's culturally appropriate, and that the providers themselves actually have that cultural experience and exposure that you want to see, right? So we're addressing some of the things that we see right now in K-12 and higher ed when, you know, you ask students what they want, they say, I want a teacher that actually looks like me. We want to make sure that we actually build a preschool system that does that.
The Preschool for All coalitions are ensuring that programs will be culturally appropriate by putting parents and representatives from marginalized communities front and center. Lydia Gray Holifield, a parent leader at the Early Learning Multnomah Parent Accountability Council, is making sure that the voices of Black and Brown families are brought to the table.
We've been able to sit in places as parents that we were never invited to before. Parents' voices don't really matter to a lot of people. Generally, what happens is there's a bunch of white people get together and they make all these beautiful decisions that they think that are going to be just perfect for everybody. And then when it comes down to it, it's not perfect for everybody. Everybody doesn't get a voice, because guess who didn't get that voice? That parent, or that child, or the grandma, or the community. Being at the table and being able to say, we want classrooms that have Brown and Black people on the wall. We want classrooms that have teachers that look like me when I walk in the door. Teachers' assistants. We as a community got together and decided we wanted to make sure that not only did the teachers look like them, they have a livable wage. Like, that's important. I can't ask you to take care of my child, and you can't take care of your home. How is that fair?
Currently, the median salary for preschool teachers is just over $30,000. This measure would ensure that preschool teachers are earning a similar salary to the average kindergarten teacher, which is about $74,000. Assistant preschool teachers would be guaranteed an hourly wage of at least $18 an hour, 35% higher than the minimum wage in the Portland metro area. In addition to ensuring living wages for workers, primarily women and women of color, the measure ensures that existing and new preschools in Multnomah County remain neutral if employees decide to form a union. Will Lang, the executive director of Portland Jobs with Justice and a member of the Preschool for All campaign, tells us how this will address economic injustices in the county.
The measure will help improve economic situation for everyone in our community. We see in Multnomah County a really dramatic and concerning growth of income inequality, where we have a high number of wealthy people. Our county continues to become wealthier and wealthier, but leaving behind more and more folks in our community, where we see poverty increasing dramatically at the same time as wealth is increasing for a few. And so this measure, with what it does to both improve outcomes, offer more opportunities for everyone to have good quality preschool, and what it does around improving wages for workers is dramatically better and will lift a low wage, primarily female workers of color into a better economic position than they have been, with significantly improved wages. My daughter's in second grade and went through a really good preschool program that really benefited and set her up well for elementary school. Even just in her wonderful preschool that she was part of, we saw high turnover among teachers and staff. And I would attribute that to low wages that it pays, even though the cost of tuition can be very, very high.
Currently, many early childhood educators find themselves teaching at K-12 schools in order to earn a living wage. Tina Lamana, the second grade teacher, has a master's in early childhood education, but turned to K-12 early on in order to pay back her loans.
When people become highly qualified, they often get pushed out, and that's it's not fair. It's not right. You know, there's a lot of people who have a lot of skills that aren't currently doing this job because they're not being compensated fairly, or they wouldn't be compensated fairly. A lot of these people are making minimum wage and really treated as disposable. And it's causing huge problems, first of all, for early childhood teachers who are trying to support their families. But I think it's also really affecting the kids in the programs, because you're seeing things like revolving doors on staff in a lot of these centers. And that makes it impossible for children to build relationships. And of course, young children really need those relationships, and they need stability and routines. And you can't have any of those things if your teacher is quitting every 6 months because she realized that she can make more money bagging groceries at New Seasons.
The measure supporters hope to professionalize the early childhood workforce with living wages and additional trainings. They hope to improve the quality of life for these workers and families through income redistribution, as Evan Birchfield from the Democratic Socialists of America said.
I think for us as socialists, we are always looking out for, we're working class people, and we're trying to fight as the working class, and this is a working class demand. It is a working class demand to say that in order to be a parent and also receive enough funds to be a human being, that in order to actually go out and live in the world, that we absolutely have to have income redistribution. And so inequality is something that this measure attacks. Inequality is one of the things that prevents people from being able to live healthy, robust lives while they have kids and are trying to work. Yes, this is absolutely about the working class, and this is about addressing inequality, and it's about taxing the rich.
This measure comes in a time where income redistribution policies are making their way into mainstream politics. It also comes during a global health crisis and social upheaval. COVID-19 has exposed the lack of accessible childcare and education options for working families. Yet Lujan Valero from the Latino Network said preschool for all was necessary far before the pandemic.
The fact that COVID-19 happened actually doesn't necessarily doesn't provide the argument about why are we doing this right now, but rather saying, why haven't we done this already? So make sure that we actually step up to the demand. What we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic is both the inequities that the Latinx specifically and disproportionately faced, but the lack of accessibility to these kinds of services for essential workers, right? So you have folks that are working in the field that now have to figure out how to take care of their children because they are not being taken care of for whatever reason. And so, you know, if anything, right now is a time to be able to build up, as we're building and reconstructing our infrastructures and our economic systems, to really prioritize early learning and really prioritize the future of our county. And then ultimately, once this becomes successful, use it as a blueprint and the basis for a catalyst of a conversation that can happen in other counties statewide, and really make this beyond just Multnomah County. My usual experience with initiatives is that it takes a while for them to really boil up, right? It takes a while for them to really have conversations on implementation. And oftentimes the implementation conversations happen at the end of a campaign rather than in the beginning. What's been fantastic is that under the leadership of Commissioner Peterson in Multnomah County, and the leadership of so many community-based organizations, practitioners, and parents, we've been able to build that pretty well already. And so we already have a roadmap with so many implementing aspects that can be done literally on day one when we start having these conversations of implementation. That's something that you don't really see happen often in many campaigns. And so this has been really well cooked out. Again, the fact that it's been going on for over 2 years now just tells you the commitment, the passion, and the need that the community truly thinks there is in Multnomah County.
The Preschool for All measure is an investment in the future of the families in Multnomah County and beyond, parent leader Gray Hollifield said.
This measure is something that will continue to keep giving. It won't stop giving. You know, some things you invest in it, and then in a year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, it fades out. This won't fade out. This will be a priceless investment that will continue to give from years to come. When my great-great-grandkids are going to high school or going to preschool or whatever, this is something that will continue to give over and over again.
The Preschool for All measure 26214 will be on the November ballot in Multnomah County. If passed, the income tax will be in effect on January 1st, 2021, and the first Preschool for All programs will open in fall 2022. For KBOO News in Depth, this is Hannah Merzbach.